This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hair's getting long.
I know, man. I'm letting it grow. Nice. We'll see. I'm probably going to get a haircut.
Same person?
I'm letting it grow, but I'm going to get a haircut.
Who's the one with glasses?
I want that to be the new
That's
dynamic
what it'll
banter.
Be.
Yeah.
I like the one with the glasses.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter. It's pretty early.
It is, and I'm sorry about that.
It's okay, man. I'm actually okay. I'm operating on Canada time still.
Good.
Yeah.
It's the coldest time.
And honestly, dude, Canada is such a gift.
Uh-huh.
Toronto is such a gift.
It's a beautiful... You're saying GIF or gift?
Well, if I was saying GIF, I would have said Toronto is a beautiful GIF.
GIF.
I think Toronto...
And this has been...
Toronto, Canada, whatever. Any part of Canada is a gift. And the point I'm trying to make is that I had such a wonderful time in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
And then coming back, I'm having residual wonderful... Like, it's affected my life in a positive way to the point where I'm still in Canada time.
It's a re-energizing situation.
Yeah, and I also, like, I'm waking up at a decent time.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel tired.
Yeah.
I don't feel,
No
sleep. I mean, I'm going to feel it in, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well set.
But yeah, Toronto just gave me post-gift. They sent me off with like a nice new sleep schedule.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's very clean, I noticed. They have those people in those golf cart looking things with the elephant trunk, and they just scoop up garbage all day.
Yeah.
That created several jobs. Why doesn't LA have that? Why do we have to live knee-deep in the trash?
Why doesn't New York have that?
You shit on New York all the time as if LA's not butt-fucking disgusting.
Dude, listen. I was talking to this last night. I was talking to the trash in New York last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was talking to...
You are on a pretty serious acid trip. And I talked to a good deal of the trash in New York City.
I was on a corner. I was on the corner of the street at 3 a.m. yelling at some trash.
What if that's what they're doing? And then they all have podcasts the next morning.
No, we were talking about this last night. I mean, I don't want to keep shitting on New York. There's a lot to like about New York, but dude, I truly believe New York has more trash than Los Angeles. At least visible.
I could not disagree with you more.
New York has more visible trash than Los Angeles.
I understand why you say that, and I get it, but it is unequivocally incorrect.
I have to disagree with you. I politely disagree.
Downtown Los Angeles has just as much trash as New York City. And then Silver Lake. And then we'll keep the Valley out of it. We could keep the Valley out of it and still come head and shoulders. Go and look it up, Steve.
You know
look
what?
It up on your machine. I'm now telling the machine exactly what it could do with a lifetime
supply
of
chocolate. You know what, Mike? I'm going to have to go ahead and...
Who has more trash? Google. It's Siri. If I wanted to yell at trash...
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and deny that.
Okay, that's fine.
Do
you have proof?
Let's see what the computer says.
Okay.
Because the computer would know.
The computer would know. Did you know Dynasty... Oh, they might have already had it. The Dynasty...
New York City... This is from New York City Patch.
Uh-huh.
This is a New York... based website.
This is a bunch of people who couldn't get a job at a newspaper.
And it says, New York City is the dirtiest metropolis in the United States, with more pests and litter than any place else, according to a review of government data by the cleaning services company Busy Bee.
The cleaning services company?
The company ranked 40 urban areas across the country based on pest and litter data from the American Housing Survey, air pollution data from the Environmental Protection Agency, and population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Uh-huh.
The Big Apple took the top spot in three of those categories, giving it a highest in the nation score.
Out of how many categories?
427.9 on Busy Bee's Dirtiness Index.
Dude, come on, man. You can't make up a scale and be like, well, you got 25,000 Fleabians.
New York City well outpaced its West Coast rival, Los Angeles, which ranked second overall with a score of 317.8.
Okay.
Well. So I didn't disagree that L.A. is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
New York is bang.
According to 15 people who couldn't get a job at a traditional newspaper.
You want me to cite more sources, Mike?
In the Fleabian
we'll dig
scale.
In. Some 904,000 homes in the city have litter on nearby streets or properties, and nearly 2.3 million homes have seen signs of mice, rats, or cockroaches in the past year.
Uh-huh.
New York also ranks first for population density with 28,000 people per square mile.
Mm-hmm.
New York has less air pollution than some other large cities. EPA figures show the city's air has a one-hour average concentration of 60 parts per billion of nitrogen dioxide.
And there's a sip.
Which is a harmful chemical that can cause breathing problems.
So you prefer...
But LA leads the nation in that category. LA has worse... air pollution.
So we're living in filth. You would just prefer not to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just let me breathe it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll breathe it in. I just don't want to like, I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it.
You breathe
out of sight,
in.
Out of mind.
Sure. Fine.
I can without fail walk past some kind of source hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
A sewer pipe, a tiny little exhaust boy.
Uh-huh.
Yay high off the ground.
Yeah, I've seen him.
I can't walk past one of those in New York without smelling the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life.
They have those downtown, though.
I know, and they're
just
bad.
In city areas.
They're totally bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But New York has something special in there, man. Well, they've got a mixture of some goodens.
They have more dirt pipes per capita.
This data here says New York has a quite a high collection of stank.
Stank pipes.
Their stank pipes are none other in the country.
And that's where the Weezer song came from.
Stank pipe. Ding, 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 ding. That's the Weird Al parody. I loved Toronto, man. God damn it. What
it's
a beautiful
It's nothing
city.
Like either of these places.
Nothing like either of these places.
Yeah.
Except potentially... you know what it is like how I can compare Toronto to New York or LA is that New York and LA want to be Toronto so bad.
Why do you say that?
Because anyone from LA or New York can go to Toronto and cannot deny the cleanliness, the beauty,
yeah,
and the kind of like general organization that you can just the aesthetics of the city. Like we wish we had that here.
It's it's very beautiful.
It's just such a pretty place.
Yeah, it looks like somebody put together one of those 3D puzzles that you order off television.
It's like, yeah, it's like Disney built a city,
uh-huh,
and then let the people have it and let only good people have it.
Yeah, here you take it.
Uh-huh.
I even went to the financial district. We had there was this one guy, Elliot, who came to one of my shows, and then he hit me and Zoya up afterwards. He was like, I work in the financial district at this place called Walrus Bar, Walrus Pub or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just this gigantic, gorgeous, like modern gastro pub type thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm using any of those words correctly, but this is what.
These are words I've heard, and so I will not refute them.
Good. Thank you so much. And it was by far the cleanest restaurant in the world.
Really?
But it was fucking awesome, and it was in the financial district, which means that everyone there is like a financial analyst or a investment, whatever. And I was expecting everyone to be shitty and like
boring.
They are in New York. And no one was shitty.
Yeah, man. It's just a different... I mean, I guess...
But also, here's what they have that we don't have. So much hurt cold. So much hurty, hurty cold.
I know that. And, like, I haven't quite experienced it yet. But I would prefer... I don't know. I guess I can't say. I can't speak to it.
So this was your
first
time here,
right?
Because
I've never felt hurty cold. No, it's my second time.
Second time. And when was the latest... Towards the winter,
I don't remember.
So they
this might be the latest towards the winter I've been.
Did you this festival used to be like a month afterwards, and it start. That's when the hurdy cold just starts. For us, it would be terrible. And they had. Did you go underground in the underground mall?
No,
at all. They have a mall that spans like miles in all directions, so you don't have to walk several city blocks above
because
ground.
Of all the snow and heat and cold.
Heat
the
heated because snow. Of the heated cold.
Because of the heated.
That's a hot cold.
Boys, there's some hot snow out there today. Watch your step.
Heat up the shovels. We gotta get the snow out.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, a heated shovel.
Oh, that's nice.
Somebody call...
You can cut right through that.
Somebody call that store in the mall with all the gadgets.
Somebody call Billy Mays.
Somebody call Brooke Stone.
Somebody called As Seen on TV. Hello, is this Jonathan As Seen on TV? I did talk to quite a few people who are Toronto locals, and they were saying that, like, sometimes, I mean, they just leave in the winter. Like, they'll go traveling or something.
They stay underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
I want to give it a shot, though. Dude, I talked to someone who.
Prove it.
A mutual friend.
Yeah.
Who I was like, I just want to, like, try this place out. I just want to, like, give it. I want to try it on for size.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, why don't you live in my place, and then I'll live in your place.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll just do like a house swap.
Yeah. That's when you fuck each other's wives.
That is when we fuck each other's wives.
Yeah.
And she was like, I am 100% down for this. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And so like I'm going to plan for it maybe next year or something. I'll just live there for a month or something.
Which month? It's so important.
I think I want to give it. I think I'd like to test it out in the coldest month just to give it a shot because I've been there enough now that I love it.
Uh-huh.
And now I just want to test it out when it's the absolute coldest.
I think coming from a good friend of yours who has watched you wear a down coat with a fur collar.
In the summer?
In 80-degree weather.
Uh-huh.
You die. I think, personally, and I don't mean to over-exaggerate, I think you would die.
Dude, I'm a penguin. I love wearing layers. I love wearing coats.
Your penguins love wearing coats.
Dude. They wear natural coats.
Uh-huh.
Penguins have their born coats.
Okay.
Dude, I love the cold. Uh-huh. I mean, I've been to the snow. I've been to some like wintry wonderlands.
You would love New York in the winter. The snow covers up all
New York.
The trash.
I've been to New York in the winter and I think it's lovely. Uh-huh. Cuz you're right, it covers all the trash. And the smell isn't as it's not carried by the heat wave.
It's like if somebody shit on the counter and then somebody put a pan top over
a pot lid.
Yeah, pot lid. Yeah. Pan top. Jesus Christ.
That's the not brand name version because we're not sponsored.
Pan tops.
Dude, but I love it. I'll wear shorts in the winter and like I like to I'm one of those guys that likes to like I mean, yeah, I'm a weirdo. I'll wear like a big jacket, like when it's not cold. But I just because my life has been preparing to live in a really cold place. I think.
Interesting.
But I don't know. I want to give it a shot. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Great.
So anyway, I had a great time at Buffer Festival. It was my first one ever.
Uh huh.
And I had a goddamn blast. It was great.
Great.
I met a lot of great people and saw a lot of good friends that live in the same fucking city I live in, but I've only hung out with them in other parts of the world and not in our city. But yeah, man, it was wonderful. I had a wonderful time. And we were in the same fucking place and we never saw each other.
Yeah, that's okay.
We were just busy boys.
Yeah.
We really were on, like, even though I remember before going to Buffer, I was like, oh, we don't have to do much while we're here. Uh-huh. We could just, like, go explore Toronto. And it really was, like, there was no time for anything while we were there. Like, I really wanted to go to that Big Trouble pizza place, and I didn't get to go. How was it?
That's too
wonderful.
Bad, man.
I know. I tried really hard. I wanted to go so bad, I couldn't fit it in my shade.
Couldn't fit in a half an hour.
I wanted to so bad, but we had to take, like, an hour drive to, like, some place to get a suit for this gala event at the Buffer Festival.
I remember that part.
And we were like, and then that was a whole ordeal because I don't own a suit.
Yeah, and they don't let you because it's very important.
They certainly don't. we ended up doing that, and that was a lot of time. Yeah, and we went to Kensington Market because Lee was like, we have to go, we have to go, we have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I would love to. But I think it was like one of those things where it was like...
And you had to be together because you're tied.
Yeah, exactly.
You're physically tied.
I think it was one of those things where it was like, I wanted to go because I had heard that the people that run that place are like huge Dynamic Banter fans.
Uh-huh.
And I told them all that. And I think they were like, oh, I think they were less interested because they were like,
I mean, this is just become more independent.
This is my own assumptions. But yeah, I wanted to go with like,
I have
friends.
Just so you know, I have a t-shirt for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
From someone who really wished you stopped by.
Oh, man. I love Toronto.
For a couple
I
minutes.
Will be back. And I will, and that's going to be on my number one priority list of places to visit.
Okay, great.
But yeah,
we sat down at that place, and they have, it's a very small pizza place, and it's all painted like the 80s, and they have like 5 pizzas, and one is a spicy pepperoni, one is some kind of a Asian concoction mm-hmm. with a house-made spicy jam,
mm-hmm.
and one is this. Their big seller is this butter, cheese, and balsamic raspberry reduction.
Holy shit.
And I was like, well, I'm not a big mushroom person. I don't like all this stuff, and I don't want to waste anything. So I guess I'll just take one slice of this and one slice of this. And when we got in there, they were like, everything's on us, obviously. It was me, Sam, Danny, and... you ever see that Broadway show, Sam, Danny,
and, yeah,
and Zoya, and they were like, okay, we'll take care of you. We went and sat outside, and they just made us all 5 fresh pizzas.
No way.
And then we shared all those things, and we talked with them, and we had a great time. And then they gave us t-shirts, and they were like, make sure Steve gets this because I know that in his heart he would want to be here.
Yeah.
Even though he's in the same city.
I thought about it for days. I mapped it out.
He's probably somewhere walking around Kensington Market, kind of lost and confused, but probably wants to be here.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did want to be there.
Even though, like, this place is walking distance from the hotel that you guys were staying in.
Was it really? Probably,
yeah, man. You didn't even look
at it. That's bullshit. I looked at the map. It was not walking distance.
Okay.
I mean, it was walking distance had you had time.
That's everything.
Yeah.
You just described everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go, and I'm sad I didn't. But listen, I guarantee I will go. I will be back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to live there, Mike.
Guys, please stay in business.
I'm going to try to live there for a month.
Good luck.
Next year. I can't wait.
I want a daily vlog.
I think the reason why people are so happy over there is because they have their free healthcare.
Uh-huh.
They have their beautiful vistas.
Yeah. And they have their president. Attractive hockey man.
Yeah, attractive hockey man.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I loved it. I had such a good time. I had a great time. And we were like, we want to come back. And they were like, okay.
Good.
So we're going to go back.
Good.
We're going back tomorrow.
See ya.
Getting back on a plane. Yeah. Dude, I did too much flying, man.
What does that
mean? I was at Austin. I flew to Austin like a week before, and then we went to... Toronto, and then I almost went to New York Comic Con. I had to
That's
put
like
a kibosh
today,
on
right?
that. Yeah, or it start. I think it started today. Yeah, but most of my friends and stuff left like a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I couldn't have done it. I don't think I could do that.
How long is the flight to Texas?
It's like 4 hours, like 3 or 4 hours.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little jaunt. It's a nice little jerp,
Elton jerk.
So you sound to have a little bit of a mm-mm.
Yeah. Well,
did you get some?
It's cold, and we slept with the windows open
yeah.
because we went to a place where you didn't have to use air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
What mess that? And
dude, everyone in my group got something.
Yeah.
I didn't, though, and I think the reason why is because I had a little bit of a curd here
uh-huh.
before I left.
So you got your base tan.
I got my base tan,
yeah.
and I built up my tolerance for whatever that was, and then I think my body was just like, we good. And then I went to Toronto, and then, everyone got a little something.
Yeah. It's just so much cold. Even though it's not, like, blistery cold, so much colder than we're used to. And, like, yeah. it drizzled, and there was moisture
was
in the
so
air.
That was so nice, man.
It's,
I know.
It's,
we're not used to it.
Yeah. Dude, I want to talk about this this black market place.
Okay, talk about it.
All it is.
So you bought stuff on the black market.
Fuck yeah. I got a kidney. Heroin. It's the shit. So
I got a kidney and it's on my living room table.
Yeah, I got
it. It's on the coffee table and
I
it looks great.
I bought twins as well. So there is, it's called
on
Black
DVD?
Market. On Laserdisc. It is a, it's like a punk rock thrift store. And all you see from the street, I think it's on Queen Street, you just see a door with like a Twilight Zone kind of black and
ooh,
white
love that.
Vortex looking thing. It says Black Market. And you go in, you go downstairs, and there's a bunch of people who work there who don't necessarily want to talk to you because they're not about society.
No, of course not.
They live underground.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then there's just racks and racks of just every band t-shirt. Every band who's ever had a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And they're old, and everything smells exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go and I get an at least one awesome t-shirt every year. Like, have you seen my the Wednesday Addams
yeah,
t-shirt that
yeah.
I have where it looks like Wendy's the uh-huh. restaurant? I got that there. And there's also a wall of t-shirts that they print themselves. They take all these blank t-shirts that they get, you know, like Calvin Klein from like fucking 1991 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll screen print their shit and they'll sell it for like $5.
Wow, I love that.
So I got this, which is like an old school Obey t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I got this other t-shirt that has this terrible screen print of Biggie Smalls holding up a Sega Genesis controller and a Super Nintendo controller. And I brought a whole suitcase filled with clothes, and I think I wore two things the entire time.
Dude, same. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying shit, too. I ended up buying thrift store stuff.
Yeah, nice.
I bought, like, a big, great coat jacket.
Yeah.
And then I bought this, like, furry thing that I wore to the gala.
Uh-huh. I saw that. That
yeah.
looked good.
And it was, like, packing it was not fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I only wore, like, two or three things I packed for sure.
It was a good time.
What is the Biggie shirt with him holding a Sega Genesis controller
he
and a
has,
Super Nintendo
he,
controller.
In one of his most popular songs, he has a famous line that goes, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When the world's broke, couldn't even picture this. Big, big Smalls.
Wow.
Giant,
tiny. Large, small.
Large, smaller.
Large, not as large.
I like that.
You
think they ran through him and Puff Daddy were sitting in a hotel room?
Hey, man, we got to come up with a name, man.
I think I like. How about Big Big? No, it's not going to work.
Big Big. It comes Big Big.
It's too many bigs. Why would you want to be that many bigs?
Plus, right, Big Bird.
Big Small.
Hold on. Big Bird's already big, big.
Yo, that's a good point.
I forgot to think about that.
Oh.
That's a good bit.
Yeah. So much good food, man. We went to this place called White Brick. And it was towards the Kensington Market area. I don't know if it's Kensington Market proper, but it's like a chicken and waffles place.
Oh yeah, maybe.
And it was the best experience mouthwise, mouthfeel.
I'm upset with my group, and I understand your whole like you can go break off and do your own thing or whatever, but that's not who I am, Mike. I'm not a like put my coat on and leave the house without a destination, without a friend, without someone with me type of person.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to just go off and especially if I'm going to like experience something amazing that like I know is going to be amazing. I don't want to do it alone because then I have to explain to everybody about how I did this amazing thing they didn't get to do. And nobody wants to hear that.
But that's getting these experiences and having these experiences for other people.
But I mean, like, I would end up having it for other people regardless of who I went with.
I'm just going to say one thing, and then we don't even have to talk about it anymore if you don't want to. I think you're going to miss out on so many amazing things in your life.
Well, I mean, look.
If you need somebody else to be there with
well,
you.
Well, I definitely don't need someone to be there. I would just prefer it.
Uh-huh.
I just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, it's just who I am.
Uh-huh.
It's just who I am. It's not, and I think you could very easily just say like, oh, someone who's living this type of lifestyle is not living their best life or something.
I didn't say that.
But
I just
like,
said you're gonna miss out on a lot of shit,
I'm
which is being proven right now.
Yeah,
you're telling the story of proving what I'm saying right now.
We could be somewhere else right now.
We could be having two different solo podcasts and scheduling
talking
a time
to no
do
one,
that.
And it would be better,
dude. We should do a podcast where it's two of us separately, but we put
the audio together. Oh man, I think that would drive people insane.
How long
it's been a while since we've driven
that?
People insane.
Yeah, everyone in Canada was asking about the whereabouts of the horns.
Yeah, the horns have been.
It's like, how do you misplace so many horns?
The horns are an old bit, I think. Mm. Not to like, not
a
to
DB?
Like.
Is that a dead bit? This has been.
Yeah, we got the D. Was it the DBDBs? Remember we were saying the dynamic banter dead bit graveyard or whatever? Uh-huh. I forgot what that.
We should make a T-shirt with all the dead bits on it.
I mean, look, I'm not saying it's officially dead. I'm just saying that you know, it's been a bit. It has been a bit, and
it has been.
I am acknowledging that the horns have been absent for a time. I think largely due to the fact that we are in a new location and my drawer of horns is not at arm shot anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll come back.
There was somebody railing against that that this set doesn't feel as cozy as the original set.
Yeah. And well, it's not a home.
What
it's
this
a house.
Is, yeah, but what this is like a... It's like a visual representation of us doing a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then people are like, fuck this place.
This is the Noah's Arcade, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
This is the Wayne's World brought to you by Noah's Arcade.
Right. That would be a good neon sign to have.
Yeah. Noah's Arcade. Yeah. I'd love that. Or a t-shirt. I'm sure that exists. Noah's Arcade
t-shirt. It's probably
t-shirt.
At that fucking store.
It probably is at that fucking store. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that... I didn't get any poutine. I wanted poutine, but I didn't get any.
Because you're with four other.
No, I decided that it's like poutine is delicious, obviously. But anytime I passed by a place that had like delicious poutine, I was either not hungry or just like, man, do I really want to eat cheese and gravy right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't feeling it this time.
Okay.
But the guys, I was like, every time we were deciding where to go to eat together. Everyone was on board with like some kind of chain. Like everyone wanted to go to Ruth's Chris to have like their fancy dinner.
Yeah.
And it's like Ruth's Chris is fine and it's a delicious place and it's fancy, but it's like it's a chain. It's in New York, it's in LA.
So you went out of your way to not have a cultural experience.
We definitely did.
We were in Toronto.
We were, and that's what matters. Yeah, but I was really upset. I mean, I wasn't super upset about it, but I hit up Harley and I was like, "Dude, where do we gotta go to eat?" Like,
see, that's just the thing to do. Maybe you ask the locals.
Yeah, I was like, "Tell me, man."
Then you
gotta
listen to him.
Yeah, and he said, "You guys have to go to Momofuku."
Momofuku.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, this is the one place that, like, I am putting my foot down. This is where we're going. We have to go here.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and it was fucking delicious.
Yeah, you could have had shit like that every meal.
Oh, I know.
I have not.
It was delicious, man. It's just like ramen, a delicious ramen.
Nice. Everyone loves ramen.
Everyone loves ramen. And so, yeah, it was a good time. It was a fancy
There's
place,
a quail egg. Oh, there's a quail egg in here. What was his wife's name?
This
his brother.
Yeah.
What was his wife's name?
Deborah, you dropped a quail? Did somebody drop a quail egg in here? It's my brother. I'm listening to my brother.
You sound like if a dump truck had a voice.
Raymond.
Yeah, my brother.
Raymond.
Yeah, you want some soup? Are you dying?
Raymond.
Where's my mom?
Where's my mom?
Where's my mom? Where's my mom?
Holy shit.
Remember that scene?
In Demolition
Man. Said, where's my mom? Over and over again. It was a real sad scene.
Holy shit.
It was a fun time. Whatever. Anyway, Toronto's great. We love it. How were your shows, man? How was your stand-up stuff?
Awesome, man.
Ooh, we got to do a sponsor spot.
Okay, go.
Just kidding. Tell me how your shows were, and then we'll do a sponsor spot.
Most of them were completely sold out.
Nice.
I got to hang with all these comedians who I never get to see, and they're all unbelievably talented people. And I shouted them out one by one. And I think I forgot some people in Mike in the Morning episode, the most recent one. And it was so fucking awesome. And if you're anywhere near Toronto or Niagara Falls, or if you live in Buffalo for whatever reason, definitely don't live there. There is the Corner Comedy Club downtown on John Street, which is right near that that thrift store place. Mm-hmm. And then there's Corner Comedy Club East, and then there's they got a big place in Niagara Falls, and you should all go there and have a night out.
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Niagara Falls, man.
It's the weirdest fucking place. It's the weirdest fucking place I've ever been in my entire life.
Explain.
You know Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Jersey Shore?
No.
Okay, so let's... If you bent Hollywood Boulevard into like four blocks...
Okay.
And made it a little bit more kitschy. And added like more wax museums and haunted houses and a Papa John's. That's Niagara Falls.
What the fuck? So it's like a Coney Island, like a...
Yeah. So that's that part of it. And then the Niagara Falls part of it, the actual wonder of the world. Is that a wonder of the world?
I don't know. I think it might be one of the wonders.
Everyone's familiar with what Niagara Falls is. That part is like fucking beautiful. And my one regret was that we didn't get to take the boat.
We were planning to take the boat.
Or the, what is it? The hornblower.
Oh, the hornblower, yeah.
Old hornblower.
We were planning to take the boat. We were doing research into it, and there was like a whole ordeal because it goes over a state line or something.
I don't know. Probably. Because you're looking at like Michigan.
Yeah.
You could see Old Glory.
Old Glory.
Old Glory.
Oh.
Glory.
The quail egg in my soup.
Press X fast. X. Smash X. Guys, how about a quick word from our sponsor? That's Squarespace. Honk, 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 honk.
Deborah, somebody dropped a quail egg in my soup.
Guys, Squarespace is just, I don't know, the best place to go to create your website. Turn your cool idea into a physical website that you can hold in your hands.
A brick and mortar website.
You can showcase your work, blog or publish your content, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online business, announce an upcoming event or special project, and more. And Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Their powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online. And the ability to customize look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. And everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box, which means you can just do it on your phone in your bed. You don't have to get up. You don't have to put on your pants. And let's not forget their world-famous 24/7 award-winning customer support. Guys, Mike Falzone.
I was waiting for the music to come back in. That was very intense. I'm sweating. Just from listening to that song.
Guys, Mike Falzone.
Of the hit show Everyone Loves Raymond.
Guys, we're going to encourage people to make it. Just make it. Make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. Trust me. Check it out. It's so easy, you're not going to believe it. And make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website, guys. You want to impress your peers? You want to get a good job? If you want a good job, you got to have a good website.
Everybody
especially if
that.
You're trying to be a designer or a product creator or what else am I talking about here?
If you want to sell crafts, maybe you make something. This, do you got to turn the song off? You have to. There's no. There's a guy in that band that just plays the cymbal.
Yeah.
And he hits it as hard as he can.
And he's a very respected man. So guys, go to squarespace.com/banter. That's squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Just check it out. Just go look. You got some time.
Futz around with us.
Just futz around. Go to squarespace.com/banter. Super easy. Check it out. When you want to launch, use the offer code banter at that checkout and you get 10% off your purchase. And that's all there is to it, baby boy. And I promise you can have a good time.
Good ad read.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I feel like the music helped a lot.
It helped you power through.
It did help me power through.
Somebody drop some bok choy in my soup. Yeah. You're my brother and I love you.
You could replace that guy with a hippopotamus and no one would notice. Can I put in a plug or do we have another ad?
No, that's it, baby.
We have ending today. Is the pre-sale for the spookiest.
Dude, how do we get one? Can I get one?
Yeah, ask.
Can I have one?
I'm going to need about $30.
Are you getting one?
There is. I would love one if there are any left.
Yeah.
We've already sold a bunch in the pre-sale.
I'm going to hit up Byron.
And then that's closing today, Friday,
so
midnight.
That means as you're listening to this.
Yeah.
If you want that super rad dynamic banter shirt with the spooky drippy font,
and it's glow in the dark,
black
shirt,
you're gonna want this shirt. It's super rad.
Yeah, if you're ever in a dark place, if you want to be the coolest person in a dark place, gonna want it.
This shirt could save your life,
dude.
You could be almost mugged by someone, and then they see you in the dark with that sweet shirt, and they go.
Yeah, and that little bit of hesitation sometimes is all you need.
It's all you need, yeah.
Yeah. Disarm a robber with this shirt. But I think I wear dynamic banter stuff all the time because I like things that are just like one bold design.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because I love the show, but one bold design and then like that's it and no one really knows what it is. It's not like a fucking, it's not like a Nike shirt.
Yeah, it's just something that, you got to know what it is to know what it is.
Yeah, baby.
It's a little clue. It's like you're in a secret club.
It's like hair club for men.
Hang around the dirty streets of New York in your dynamic banter shirt that glows in the dark.
And when you're done with it, just take it off, throw it on the ground.
No one will care.
Some homeless will pick it up. Eye. And they'll be ever so grateful. And that'll be the coolest homeless person on the
planet. Yeah. With a glow in the dark shirt.
Hell yeah.
He can read his newspapier in the dark.
It was bright enough to you can read in the dark if you wear the shirt. you're like boyfriend or girlfriend's trying to sleep and they're like, okay,
hey, can you maybe take off the shirt?
Hey, would you mind shutting the light off? What are you talking about?
There's no light on, huh? Is that it's your shirt?
It hurts. I'm closing my eyes and it hurts.
I close my eyes and it's like daylight in the room through my eyelids.
Did you have glow-in-the-dark stuff when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that you had to charge it up?
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I mean, it just... You could like what I would do is I would stick it in near a light bulb. I would stick like the glow-in-the-dark thing near like a lit light bulb. And I would hold it up to it, and I'd rub it, I'd kiss it, I'd give him kisses. I would just, like, hold it there for a bit, and then you, like, take it out and turn the light off, and then it would glow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of charge, but it doesn't, it just goes away pretty quick, though.
Yeah. I just always thought that was, like, a something to subdue an annoying kid. Because I had all these Ghostbusters toys.
Yeah.
I was like, why isn't it glowing? It has to glow. That's the whole thing. And I would do that thing where
the clothes would glow? I remember that.
I think it was like a ghost and like the tongue or the eyes glow. Yeah, or what is the past tense of
glowed?
Glowed. On Netflix now. Not a sponsor. And
And my mom would always be like, well, you got to charge it up. And into my adult years, I was like, she was just saying that so I would shut the fuck up until dusk.
To get you out of her hair.
Yeah. Go put it in the sun or something.
No, it totally charges up.
Stop strapping fireworks to things.
I think even glow-in-the-dark stuff still needs to be charged up the same way.
Okay, well, when you get this shirt, please make sure you charge
it up. This shirt's glow-in-the-dark. These aliens and the spaceships and stuff?
Is it charged under these hot boy lights?
I don't think so.
Man, man, man. Man, but how would you know? You never wear that shirt in the dark.
I've never worn the shirt in the dark. So actually, you know what? I don't know. I really don't.
That's very funny.
Let's spend the rest of this episode reading History Roads. How about that?
Sure.
We got like 10 minutes.
What time is it?
9:30. Okay. It's early, babies.
Scrain, scrain, scrain.
Scrain, dan, dan.
Scrain, down, dan.
Scrain, dan, dan. Scrain, dan, dan. Scrain, scrain, dan. Screen dan dan, screen dan dan, screen dan dan, scram down, screen dan dan.
Hot ramen.
History.
History.
You think it's time for a new History Road song yet?
Whoa, 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 ooh, whoa, whoa.
One that we could monetize.
No one's come after us yet.
Yeah.
I want to hear that bass, the part of the bass line we're missing. We never hear it.
Now we definitely can't monetize this, so I thank you for that.
Comes that bass line we never hear because of the Owen part.
That's a perfect example. What you just did is a perfect example of podcast privilege. Because I think you got all this Valley Folk stuff, so you're set financially. So you don't care if we can monetize the dynamic banter.
Meanwhile, I love that
your friend Mike is sucking dust. You know what I had for dinner last night? I licked the floor in the kitchen.
James Dean sausages. Dude, I don't think you are. I don't know who you heard we are financially stable from, but that's incorrect in every way.
Okay.
Hang on, let's listen to it one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great
Sarah,
bass.
Cut all this part out of the video.
Or just put a royalty-free song in there.
Yeah, man, we're listening to a completely different song. put that fast boy music back in.
Let's see. Cue the bungle music. KG says, you bungled it. Y'all bungled it. Hey, guys, I'm writing you beautiful BB boys to tell you that Steve in particular, wait for it, has bungled it.
Can't even play the bungle music. What happens now?
I'm looking for it.
What happens now? I'm going to be in Nashville November 5th, I believe. If you want to buy tickets to that, it's on eventbrite.com. Also, Friends and Friends returns on October 20th, and I'd love to see you there. Los Angeles area, North Fairfax. It's a Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Go ahead and buy tickets on eventbrite.com. Also, I can do this all day. We have a spooky t-shirt that the pre-sale ends tonight at midnight, Eastern Western time. We bungled it. Hey.
Sweet.
What is happening now? What was that? Hey, can I say this? Fuck that band.
Why? What happened? Tell me, baby.
They're just not good.
Oh, I like that band. I can't find the bungle music.
I saw
wow.
them live, and they were great live. And then they came out with another album, and I was like, no thanks.
I do like that band.
Imagine, tiny, 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 tiny.
Steve, man, I love you, but I can't see you. That fucking mic stand has been in the way of your incredibly beautiful face. Fuck face.
I brought it up.
For the past few podcast videos.
I've brought it up.
I mean, I just think we're in an unfortunate angle.
I mean, we're not in a place where
I guess
nothing
I could put it
moved.
Here. I could put it here.
Anywhere. And almost, then it goes, literally almost anywhere in this room
we
would
could
be
flip
better
it.
Than exactly
we could
where
do
it is.
Like a flip, a flippy-do.
This is all possible. Why am I fine, but you're... Because you're the mirror version of me right now.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
I don't know. Someone needs to explain that math to us.
Do you see?
Is it because I need to like lean in more? Because I can't lean in
just
as much because you're on
the
laptop.
In the conversation.
I think it's because you don't have
like
a laptop.
The laptop can't move.
But that's what I'm saying.
I can't
like
push the laptop.
But then I gotta like... Then I gotta do one of these.
Oh man, I feel like I'm picturing exactly what you were like as a little kid right now. I can't because the cup is here. I can't put my arm here because the cup is. Steve, move the cup.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just saying that I'm
you're
not
Paul Rudd in Wet
Listen,
Hot American Summer.
I'm not conscious of the obstruction
unless your best friend told you about it 3 or 4 times already.
I know, but listen, man, you sit. My priority here is getting this into this.
Uh huh. Even regardless of what everybody says.
I'm just saying that, like, the audio version of this podcast is my top priority.
The only one you care about.
If I can't
but
see...
But not enough to not play unmonetizable music in it.
Listen, if I can't be seen, I'm sorry. I will do something to remedy that. And it says here, I'm going to throw Mike under the bus, too, for not notifying Steve to get his shit together.
No, keep me out of your shit. From now on, first of all, you know me well enough to know that I'm in charge of the video stuff, and I've brought it up several times. And I'm talking to this person now. I'm done schooling you.
I hate it.
Boys, get your shit together for fuck's sake. God damn it, you're better than this. Okay, right. Brothers, peace be with you forever.
Who is that?
KG.
All right, well, hashtag eat a dick, KG, because this isn't on me. And
KG,
I refuse to take responsibility for problems that aren't my fault.
KG has just been uninvited to future Mike Falzone comedy shows.
You only have a backstage pass now, but you're not in the front door. So you figure it out.
Dynamic Banter Theater. Oh, we have someone who made a new Dynamic Banter Theater.
Yeah, with the bird.
I don't know. Is that what this is?
There is a group that wanted to like take over for Kevin. I sent it to Kevin and I was like, look what you inspired people to do.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
In an episode of DB, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of emails and messages. We're really busy. Oh, so they're saying that they would like to do one.
They have a...
Listen, I'd say don't ask. Just do it. Just do it and we'll see it. And if we like it, we like it.
Yeah. I did see it. I did like it.
I didn't see it and I don't like it. I don't like that I didn't see it. You understand?
That's how everybody feels about your face right now.
These are all too long. Okay, History Road, my favorite golf club. Christopher J says, hello, Mike and Steve. This is a story about my favorite golf club and my lovely sister. That's my favorite Mother Goose tale. Please pardon any rambling, incoherence, or overuse of semicolons. I probably shouldn't be composing this while in the throes of another migraine.
No one knows how to use a semicolon.
Serious. I was a runt of a little boy, never athletic. I was drawn to golf at a young age.
Can you do me a favor? Anytime there's a semicolon, will you say it out loud?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And even got my own set of secondhand clubs. Cut short just for wee lil me. One day,
like jagged metal at the end, where the grip would be.
It's just bleeding from like getting poked by it.
Ooh, clubs, they hurt.
One day, while hitting balls into the back pasture, semicolon, trying not to hit the pony in the ass again, semicolon. My sister, 9 months my junior, think about that for a second, snuck up behind me just as I swung back with my favorite club. The ensuing scene plays out in my memory as an out-of-body experience. I knew immediately it hurt my sister, assumed immediately that it was bad, and immediately took off running. That's a lot of immediately's. In no particular direction.
You can only
direction.
Do one thing immediately.
Yeah, that's true.
We're being honest.
And when your bird escapes, you need to immediately act.
You need to Google how to act fast.
It's no particular direction. Scared out of my gourd. At some point, the older neighbor boy started chasing me, but while I was scrawny, I was fast. I finally collapsed from exhaustion in the field. Wait, you ran away because you thought you hurt your sister so bad you didn't even want to look?
Bad brother.
I finally collapsed from exhaustion in the field across the road while the neighbor boy played a daring game of Frogger behind me.
Now you expect us to feel bad for you collapsing after you ran away from your bleeding sister.
From your bleeding sister. My expert backswing had split open my sister's upper lip and chipped one of her teeth, leaving her today with a nice white scar which shows up brightly on a cold winter's day. I never felt the same again about my beloved seven iron, which might still be out in the barn somewhere.
Dude is more worried about his raggedy secondhand kid clubs.
But my sister eventually married a really cool guy with a little white scar of his own under his nose, so I guess that's a happy ending.
Do you think if that didn't happen, she would marry a scarless person?
Yeah, she's like, I need to marry a boy with a white scar!
Scarless Johansson.
Anywho, P.S., the pony's long dead. P.P.S., you guys make me happy. P.P.P.S., leotards.
P.P.P.P.S., semicolon.
This person's name is Christopher J. Carlson, New Brunswick, from New Brunswick, Canada.
Thank you so much for your history road. I'm sorry for your sister's face, but it sounds like she's doing well.
And here's something that I love very much.
What is that?
This is a very short history road that I'm very excited about. And it is from Devon, Italy, no Italian.
Okay.
Italy, no Italian. Weird.
Italy, not Italian?
Italy, no Italian. Not alien? Definitely not. Definitely not alien.
Definitely not Italian.
Devon. His email address is definitely not the alien. If his name's Devin, that's great.
At Gmail or what?
At Gmail, yeah. For everybody who needs to know. A one-sentence history road from Definitely Not the Alien, and it says, I farted in the shower once and it sounded like the Predator. Thank you so much.
That's fun. My first ever stand-up bit was about shower farts.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did it sound like the Predator?
I said there was a couple things in threes, as it always is in comedy. And
sure.
One was two gang members trying to figure out a secret handshake in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
One was flipping through a wet phone book. And
that's
then there
nice.
Was another one.
Flipping through a wet phone book.
Yeah,
that's
imagine
good.
That. You're just a soaking wet phone book.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Ooh, I just bubbled up. Ooh, I just bubbled up. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. All right. Well, guys, that's it for this episode of Dynamic Banter. Mike, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm great, man. I'm really happy to be back here. I loved it over there, but I was like, I got to get back and work again.
I know. Got to hit the ground running.
I've done 13 or 14 shows in like six or seven days.
Yeah.
So I got a good streak going. I feel real good.
That's nice.
Thank you so much to all the Dynamic Banter fans that came out to
You're
the
welcome.
Shows and came to see Steve do his thing.
You're welcome.
I know there was a couple of people who doubled up. Did you see the guy with the Dave and Ross t-shirt?
Yes.
I ran into them in Kensington
t-shirt.
Market.
Holy
I took good pictures of them.
Dude, yeah. that
Did
t-shirt.
Did I send you that?
I don't think so.
I meant to.
Send it to me.
It was a good t-shirt.
But yeah, that fucking t-shirt, man. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is that someone did a great job on that making that shirt.
Yeah.
To the point where I think we'll make them.
That's nice. It's good t-shirts. I called you from the stage in Niagara Falls. But
I know. I was backstage.
Yeah.
Because the guys, the Tin Can Brothers were like, can you guys come on stage and do a bit with us? Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay. And at the last minute we did a bit that was like really weird and fun.
Nice.
But we were backstage.
Good.
At that exact moment. So any more plugs, or did you do all those while I was looking for music?
Did most of them. New shows all the time. Just go on MikeFalzone.com, and I'm always, which is a Squarespace website, sponsor. And I'm always putting them up there. Also, the Friends and Friends Crowdwork Show, which you were part of last month, comes back on the 20th.
That was fun, man.
And then I'll be in Nashville at the beginning of November, and I'd love to see you there as well. And I really want to, there were, I did like a, I did, in Niagara Falls, I probably did like an hour and a half, and the last half an hour was Q&A,
right.
And there were a lot of, why doesn't Dynamic Banter go on tour questions?
I know.
And, you know.
I have, we have no excuse.
Well, there's no... Well, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but I would do it in a hot second. And I think I'm going to start for March. Definitely let me know where you'd like to see stand-up, because I that Toronto experience was just like, it made me want to be on tour all the time. I met so many cool people, and it was awesome. So.
If you want to plan a live Dynamic Banter somewhere,
uh-huh.
then let me know what you want to do, and then we'll figure it out together. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll do it.
Okay.
I have a little thing coming up. I'm in a Rocky Horror Picture Show performance. It's happening October 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's three shows at 9 p.m. If you've never seen a Rocky Horror Picture Show live, then you're really missing out, because it's like it's debauchery of the highest form.
It's like a party.
And it's like incredibly attractive people, half naked and sweaty, and you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to be in incredibly close quarters with those types of people and singing great music with a live band, and it's like fucking rock and roll, and it's really cool shit, then come to the Three Clubs. Three Clubs is the name of the venue. That's on 1123 Vine Street in Los Angeles. It's a free show.
Nice.
Absolutely free. And it's because of copyright, it is called the Rocky Horror Hipster Show.
Do you like not have the rights to... Is that how it works?
It's definitely being done completely under the radar.
Okay.
So let's just have that out there for sure on this official podcast. But yeah, guys, please come to this. It's going to be amazing. I play two roles in this musical, and that's the only hint I will give you, unless you've already seen who I'm playing, and maybe I've said it already.
Didn't
too.
You said one.
I might have said it, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know the role, you already know it's two roles. So anyway, yes, Rocky Horror Hipster Show, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. At Three Clubs in Los Angeles, 9 p.m. all three nights. Come to all three shows. I'll give you a hug.
That sounds awesome, man.
Yeah, it's free. Bring your friends. Get sexy.
It's also important to remember that you will not get a hug if you do not make all three shows.
If you only come to one show, I am not hugging you.
What if you come to two shows?
No hugs.
First night, last night.
No hugs.
What if you come last night and throw roses on the stage?
If you're looking for hugs, you got to come to all three.
That's awesome, man. Very excited for
you. But thank you for the opportunity to give you guys the little treats. And thank you for listening to our little fun podcast. And also, you can check out The Valley Folk on YouTube and on patreon.com/TheValleyFolk if you want to be a patron of The Valley Folk. I just wrote a new song that is going to be in the next news piece, which goes up next week, and I'm really excited about it.
Those are fun. Those are my favorite thing that you do.
Thank you, man.
Not a big fan of everything else, but the news...
Not a big fan.
All the news things are very great.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's very sweet of you. Yeah. And I got a poop, and I'm ready to do that now.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We really love you and appreciate you.
Oh, last thing. I've been doing the video episodes of this show, preferably on Friday. But if it's not on Friday, it'll be up on Saturday. And that's it. We heard your feedback, and we love giving you the video episodes
of
the show.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, and thanks, Sarah Gullickson. For editing them.
And that's on youtube.com/MikeFalzone if you want to check those out.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
Whoa. There's a fly in the egg. Wow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.